So I decided that I'm going to respond to a few people. Come right back at them and address them head on my own platform. I'm not going to do it with everybody. But will Kwame Brown be one of them? Yes, it will. Wait for it. It's coming. But before I get to Kwame Brown, before I get to Rashad McCants of Gil's Arena, no, I'm not going to get to other people in our business, because in our business, I have no patience for that nonsense. See, if you're a player and you're not in this industry and you didn't come up in this industry, I got you. I'll explain. I'm not explaining to people in this business because you're full of shit. If you act like you don't know where I'm coming from, because you know what we do for a living. And you know the minefields that we have to maneuver our way through, whether it's the newsroom, you know, a producer's room, editing room, or anything like that. You know what comes with this. You just trying to have an impact to get clicks. Shut the hell up. I'm not addressing people in our industry because they're full of it. Notice I don't talk about my industry like that. I don't talk about contemporaries who do what I do on other networks and stuff like that. And some of them should be quiet. Especially considering the representation that you have and the connections that you have and the kind of people you associate yourself with, which can easily be labeled a conflict of interest. But I'm going to leave it alone. I ain't going to even tell y'all who it is because they ain't worth it. They ain't worth it to me no more. Okay? I tried to help them in the past and stuff. Forget all that. It's okay. Instead, I'm going to stick to these few individuals that I want to address, specifically because of what they said. We gonna go to Mace first. Mr. Mace himself, rap mogul extraordinaire. You understand? With the Is What It Is podcast with my boy Cameron, who's been doing a great job on First Take on ESPN the last couple of Tuesdays, by the way. I'm gonna bring him back throughout the playoffs, because he's done a hell of a job. But that's neither here nor there. His partner, Mace, from the Is What It Is podcast, took the liberty of addressing yours truly about what I said with regards to Jaylen Brown. Listen to the one and only Mace himself. Here it is.
And I'm not against Stephen A. I'm not for Jaylen Brown, if he's doing something crazy. I'm one of those people, right is right and wrong is wrong, but I hate this. I hate with a passion when people that have real powerful platforms take their platform and it seems like they only say something negative about this person. Like they're creating the narrative about this person. And that's how Jaylen Brown feels. I understand that. I often spoke about this. Me and Charlamagne been good since then, but there was a time when I felt like every time he got a chance to speak about me, it was going to be something negative. And that's when you personally feel about somebody. And you tell me, Stat, when you were trained in journalism, are you supposed to feel a certain way about a person and that spew out through your journalism?
No.
Yes, no, not at all. That's not good journalism. And I'm not gonna say that he's doing bad journalism, but that's how it begins to come across to Jaylen Brown, right? Because he's like, why you can't say nothing good about me? Am I not the light-skinned player on the team? Is that why you can't give me the credit?
Couple of things. First of all, respectfully, Mace, you don't hear me critiquing hip-hop artists and how they do their job, because I ain't qualified. My brother, when it comes to journalism, you're not qualified to critique me like that. Because first things first, you are incredibly inaccurate. Number one, Jaylen Brown and I don't have a beef. So what? He got emotional. Fuck Stephen A, B, and C. So what? You didn't hear him say anything about me over the last 2 years because we didn't have an issue over the last 2 years. when he had an issue with me, it was because I reported, I got a text on the air where somebody in the know that it was confirmed by two other individuals that it was absolutely true that Jaylen Brown, who is a brilliant brother and a tremendous player, whose resume warrants attraction from Madison Avenue and beyond, wasn't getting those things because he wasn't liked, because he was perceived as difficult to deal with. That's reporting. Now, for some people that want to say, well, you know what? Who's your source? Because remember, he wore the T-shirt saying, state your source, state your source. It's right there. Remember all of that? People report on the White House. Do they tell their sources? People report on the Supreme Court. Do they tell their sources? People report on Wall Street. Do they tell their sources? People report on industries throughout America. They don't reveal their source. Why? Because you'll never get the information. Are you going to sit up here with a straight face, Mace, and say you've never been a source for somebody that's licensed to disseminate information? You never said anything off the record. You never said a thing to a soul that said, look, man, don't quote me. You've never done. Now, I'm not saying I know that to be true, because I don't know. Maybe you did. I'm just saying, if you didn't do it yourself, you certainly are aware of the fact that that has happened before. Not to bring up P. Diddy in any kind of negative connotation or anything like that, because he's got enough problems. But the fact of the matter is that when you see the documentaries on him and things of that nature, you know that he had sources. You know that he had people that he could reach out to and disseminate information in his spin. What I'm trying to say to you is that because you're from that world, Mace, and you're experienced in that world, you know that happens. Why all of a sudden that it happens in the world of sports reporting, is it foreign? Because I can assure you, the person stacking, I don't know who you were talking to because I couldn't see it on camera, and I apologize for that. I assure you that the person that you was asking about journalism doesn't have 30 plus years of experience like I do. They haven't had a history of breaking stories the way that I've broken stories. I didn't just get on First Take running my mouth. There is a reporting resume that I have, New York Daily News, Philadelphia Inquirer, beat writer, college writer, NBA writer, NBA columnist, general sports columnist. Before the advent of social media and YouTube and all of this other stuff, 20 people came before me as general sports columnists in this nation's history. 20. I'm number 21. And we're going to ask somebody that I can't see on camera to critique what real journalism is? My brother, you got my number. All you have to do is call and ask. I'd have told you. So let's get that part out of the way first. My point is, I'm not bringing you up, P. Diddy up, or anything like that in any kind of negative fashion, because I got love and respect for you. What I'm saying to you, Mace, is that all I'm trying to point out is you have been around people who have at least been a source to scribes, pundits, people, members of the Fourth Estate, which is journalism. You've been around people who we all know have utilized the media over the years. So don't act like you didn't know that, number one. Number two, Jaylen Brown, what did I say about him? Go back and look at the tapes. What I said about Jaylen Brown back then is, I don't feel this way about him. I think he's worthy. I think he's a star in this league. I think they're castrating him. I don't like that. He doesn't deserve that. But this is what they're saying. And he was stuck on, tell us your source, tell us your source, because he wanted the world to know who said that about him. I can't do that. So it wasn't really his problem with me because everybody brought up the fact that we sat down and talked with one another. He acknowledged his problem was not with me. Right there in that footage when I went to Boston just to interview him, his problem was not with me. His problem was, who said that to you? Who are they? And if you are not going to tell us who they are, then you have a responsibility not to disseminate that information. Fair. Here's the problem. It's backed up by a couple of things. Jaylen Brown turned down over $50 million in endorsement deals from major sneaker companies to pursue full ownership and creative control of his own brand, 741. Since his endorsement contract with Adidas ended in 2021, Brown had been something of a sneaker free agent, quietly developing 741. His philosophy on partnerships is equally deliberate. Brown has said most of his deals are done, quote, on my terms, requiring creative input contributions to his foundation and no clauses allowing termination if he speaks out publicly. Terms, he says, standard contracts rarely offered. His first major endorsement deal, signed in late 2025, was with Oakley, described as a multi-year collaboration blending innovation, sports style, and eyewear with plans to integrate with his 741 brand. His current known endorsements include Beats by Dre, his own 741 brand, and Pepsi. Is that enough for reporting? What I talked about was before that happened. Or during it happening. And what was the impetus that I brought up, Mace? Team USA was in Paris. It's in Paris. Jaylen Brown was in the finals a couple of years earlier. He was in conference finals. He'd ultimately win an NBA championship. Are you sitting down for this, Mace? The brother is a perennial better than 22, 23-point-per-game scorer as the second option on the Boston Celtics. It's Jason Tatum first and then him before Jason Tatum went down. Drew Holiday and Derek White, along with Jason Tatum, were all picked for the Olympic team ahead of Jaylen Brown. Does that sound like somebody that's liked to you? Does that sound like that's somebody that's appreciated to you? What I said correlated and fell right in line with that reality. Go back on the airwaves, Google me, look it up, and see what I said. I defended him. What are y'all talking about? What negativity, Mace? What negativity? And then you slide in the line is a light skin, like you falling for that Kwame Brown stuff, who I'll get to in just a second. Just a few minutes. Where it's like, oh, he ain't light enough or whatever. So it implies that I'm coming after the brothers. I've been covering the NBA for 30 years, bro. You know how many friends I have in the NBA? You really falling for that okie doke and you thinking you falling for that line that all of these brothers can't stand me? Really? They don't even have any idea how many friends I have in the league. They have no clue. Because why is that something that you broadcast? But the fact of the matter is, how about things that I've said publicly? I know that the name LeBron is going to come up and Stephen A's hating on LeBron. You mean the guy I call the second greatest player in the history of basketball? You mean the guy that I said belongs on the Mount Rushmore of basketball? You mean the guy that I say religiously has been a great ambassador for the game of basketball, who we will all miss when he's gone because he is simply one of the most fantastic players we have ever seen in our lifetime? You mean that guy? Michael Jordan? I call him the GOAT. Is he white? Somebody asked me, would I have rather have KD or Larry Bird? I said, KD all day, every day. I call Tim Duncan the greatest power forward that ever lived. My all-time greatest fighter was Muhammad Ali. My second was Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Serena Williams is my GOAT in tennis, who I believe belongs on the Mount Rushmore of all of sports. Artists, Jay-Z, Nas, LL, Public Enemy. I guess they white, huh? Basketball, Kobe, Steph Curry, the greatest shooter God ever created. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? I comment on what people do, not who they are, because I came into the industry before the advent of social media and beyond, where they weren't focused on what people did. And instead, they tried to get all in your business and talk about who y'all were. I didn't do that. I get into your performance on the court or field of play. Your private life, as long as you ain't in the police blotters, ain't none of my business. That's me. That has always been me. When I talk about artists, I go old school. It's Luther Vandross. It's the Isley Brothers. It's Teddy Pendergrass. It's the Four Tops, the Temptations. You know, it could be Joe. It could be Trey Songz. I think that Chris Brown might be the greatest entertainer since Michael Jackson. What's all of this hating on black folks? Don't you notice and don't y'all pay attention that for every black person I criticize, I big up 10 black people? Have you not been paying attention? Even with you, Mace. You see, Mace, I don't know, but I sense what's going on. And I'm here to tell you something right now, brother. This is not a criticism. Your heart's in the right place. Because I know how big you are into the church. And God has blessed you with a level of consciousness that I think is incredibly important for all of us to have. I applaud you, bro. I do. But because your heart might be in that place, is it possible that you're seeing negativity where negativity really doesn't exist? We're just talking, in this case, sports. You say personal animus between me and Jaylen Brown. Go find the tape. We disagreed on this particular issue because he was home in the first round. And 24 hours after getting bounced out in the first round, he called it his favorite season. That's a problem for the Boston Celtics. That's a problem for Boston Celtics fans. How would I know? Why don't you read? Look up what's going on in Massachusetts. Listen to what they're saying on talk radio. Oh, by the way, Mace, I'm not making it up because numerous stations called me to interview me. I just haven't had the time because they were disgusted at what he said. That's how I would know. This is my industry. You don't see me commenting much about hip hop because my brother, that's not my lane. That's your lane. This is mine. I kind of know this. What comes with sports reporting? So let me leave that alone. And just say to you, your heart's in the right place. I get it. I understand it. I just think you're misinformed because there is no negative history with me and Jaylen Brown. Jaylen Brown, the first negative thing he said about me was state your source. It was when he said, fuck Stephen A, B, and C. State your source ain't negativity. sitting in front of me and telling me, yo, I think with your platform, you got to be responsible enough to do what? Tell you my source? That's not going to happen. When all the evidence points to what my sources told me about you in terms of your endorsement deals, Team USA, Oakley, and beyond. It does not negate the fact that despite feuds with Nike, let it not get lost on us that you spoke up for Kyrie Irving, which was a worthy thing to do. Let's not forget the fact that there's an authenticity and a consistency to the voice of Jaylen Brown that is to be admired. We just disagreed about this, and I believe he overreacted. But that's just my opinion. But that's the only issue we ever had. Y'all thinking that was an issue a couple of years ago. It was an issue because of what somebody told me that I reported on, not because of what I said about him, because if you look at what I said about him, I have always religiously applauded Jaylen Brown. And by the way, I will continue to do so. Because he's a good brother. We just disagree on what he did 24 hours after getting bounced out in the first round. If that's y'all definition of beef, I would respectfully call y'all a liar. Because y'all know what a real beef is. And you know that really doesn't qualify. It's not a beef. Jaylen Brown can speak to me. He can choose not to speak to me. He can overreact to it. I have nothing against him. I just disagree with him being on the air 24 hours after getting bounced out in the first round, saying that was his favorite season, thinking that Jason Tatum wouldn't look at that some sort of way or anything else. That's where I'm coming from. But I'm around. Ain't nobody hiding. Appreciate you broaching the subject. That's all I have to say about it from now, from your angle.